USDA, undercover investigators to make sure retailers comply with new food stamp restrictions. Undercover investigators with the U.S. Department of Agriculture are going to check whether stores are complying with new restrictions on food stamps, the department said in a new notice to state and regional officials. The USDA's Office of Retailer Operations and Compliance carries out federal oversight of retailers that accept funds from the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, colloquially known as food stamps. The office initiates and conducts undercover investigations to determine if a retailer is complying with program requirements, the USDA said in the December 30, 2025, notice. Once new SNAP restrictions take effect in states, investigators will incorporate attempts to purchase restricted items according to the state's SNAP food restriction policy, beginning 90 days after the implementation date, the notice states. Retailers that are not in compliance will initially receive a warning letter advising corrective action. If retailers are found to be out of compliance again, then officials will revoke their authorization to keep accepting SNAP. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins in 2025 approved requests from 18 states to diverge from normal SNAP operations and impose various restrictions on which items participants can buy. The first five states, Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, Utah, and West Virginia, began restricting purchases on January 1. The next restrictions take effect in Idaho, Louisiana, and Oklahoma in February. Restrictions in other states may not start until as late as October 1. Many of the states have targeted soda and other soft drinks. Some have barred SNAP funds from being used for energy drinks, candy, and prepared desserts. Some 42 million Americans participate in SNAP. Eligibility is primarily based on household income. Federal law says SNAP's main purpose is to safeguard the health and well-being of the nation's population by raising levels of nutrition among low-income households. The waivers further that purpose, as part of broader state and federal government efforts to fight the obesity epidemic and make America healthy again, Patrick Penn, a USDA official, told state and regional officials in the new notice. Each waiver has definitions of restricted items. Due to the varying definitions and implementation dates, close coordination between state agencies and retailers is needed, Penn said. Retailers have to take steps such as updating equipment and training employees. Penn also said that the USDA plans to approve additional waivers in the future. The Food Industry Association, whose members include retailers, said in a statement it appreciated that USDA clarified there is a 90-day grace period before the agency will enforce the new restrictions and guidance from federal and state officials. While receiving this guidance and assurance of a 90-day grace period is critical, our members have additional questions and need assurance that involuntary withdrawal following a second offense mentioned in the guidance will be limited to retailers knowingly and intentionally not following the restriction. Not an accidental error on one of 21,000 or more products that must be coded as restricted in each state, Jennifer Hatcher, an association officer, said. The National Grocers Association, a trade group representing independent supermarkets, said in a statement on December 22, 2025, that the waivers present challenges because they mean that SNAP funds can no longer be spent on tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of items. That will force grocers to reprogram systems, track items, retrain workers, and talk to customers, the group said. These regulatory burdens have the potential to disrupt store operations and slow checkout lines as retailers work in good faith to implement and enforce the new rules, the association said. For SNAP reforms to make America healthy again, policymakers must provide clear, consistent definitions and a realistic implementation timeline. Independent grocers are proud economic drivers, creating local jobs and generating tax revenue, but they need certainty and common sense, not more costly red tape handed down by bureaucrats.